Shalom in Yahshua's name. We greet you today from Crawfordsville, Indiana. We greet you in the name of Yahweh, our Heavenly Father, and Yahshua, our Mashiach. Blessed be their holy name today. Hallelujah today. My name's Moshe Eliyahu, and we want to continue today on Where Are the Dead? Hallelujah today. Where are the dead? Where are your loved ones today when they die? What happens to a person today when they die? We thank Yahweh for, what do we have, 10 today plus the baby or 9 plus the baby? Thank Yahweh for the ones we have here in the assembly today. 10 plus the baby. 10 plus the baby, all right. Every soul is precious. Hallelujah today. As we start, I want to make a comment on Where Are the Dead? This is the fourth program on Where Are the Dead? And I want to use something that Paul Harvey used to say before he passed away. Now for the other side of the story. Everybody's familiar with Paul Harvey's quote. And I wanted to bring that in and just tell somebody we've been in this for three messages, and this is the fourth one, and we're going to bring in some things today that I was taught 40 years ago, and where they made me believe in those days for 11 years before I came out of it, that the person died, they went straight on to heaven. So we are going to bring in some of those scriptures, but also we're going to be bringing in scriptures proving where people are also. Now, I was taught 40 years ago, then when a person died, they went straight to heaven or to hell, Gehenon. Now, is that what the scriptures teach? And the scriptures do not teach that. Hallelujah today. Matter of fact, it teaches the opposite, that you go to the tomb and you wait on the resurrection and you wait on the judgment, as we have shown our three previous programs. But now we're going to continue today. Where are the dead? And we're going to review a couple of scriptures before we start. I want to give you the one out of Genesis. You that are sitting here, 2:7. And those by means of radio that we're trying to help today. Genesis 2:7. And Yahweh Elohim formed man from the dust of the ground, breathed into his nostrils the breath of Chaim, or life, and man became a living nephesh, or a living soul. See, it says man became a living soul. I was taught that the soul departed and went on to be with Yahweh. That's not what the scriptures teach. The scripture says man became a living nephesh, or a living soul. And Genesis 3:19, you and I understand when Adam and Eve sinned, that a curse of death was pronounced upon mankind. And I'll read it out of Genesis 3:19. By the sweat of your face shall you eat lechem, or bread, until you return to the ground. For out of